Region 15C tournament action. Randy Kirby, it's all yours.
Angela Mergen, thank you very much. Yes, indeed. We're sitting at the Alrosa Baseball Park watching infield and outfield. And, you know, we could do a play-by-play on infield and outfield. Good evening, everyone. Randy with Kirby here. And, Kirby, gorgeous night for Championship Friday, right?
Little twist, little wiggle to the bracket this time around this year. The winner of this one will be the Region 15 seed champion, and negating the true championship game on Sunday. We've seen, I mean, I can't help think of a region championship up here and see the Martins, Randy, and think of 2014 when they double dipped Spring Hill to win it all. And you had to win it all the way through. They lost Friday night, won Sunday morning, and then twice Sunday afternoon to take it all. But tonight we crown the champ tonight. So it'll be a great matchup, and two pitchers that they're going pretty good right now, so it should be a fun one on the mound.
Absolutely, and those pitchers, Scott Leeser and Peyton Van Beck, will get the start for their respective squads tonight. You know, I was just looking, watching St. Martin take infield, and, I mean, the youth with Messer and Arsenal and Goble at those positions, and then you get guys that are 10, 11, 12 years older than them in Brian Schlungen and Kyle Leeser, and I'm going, but Kyle and Brian were just in high school a little while ago. I remember them, and it's like time moves on, Kirby.
It does, and I mean, if you think Kyle Lees is the bat boy anymore, he's not. He's not number 4.5 anymore. He's number 7. So it's fun to see, you know, the young guys turn into the old guys. You think back to like a Kyle Lees and a Brian Schlungen when they were just the young bucks on those Sam and Luke Rothstein teams with Nathan Schlungen hitting the ball all over the yard, Scott Schlungen and the Harrison brothers,
Kenny.
And now all of a sudden it's their team. They're the big dogs on the squad. And the same can be said on this end of the this end of the spectrum as well, where you look at the you look at Alrosa and the youth movement they've gone through in the past couple of years. Just the opportunity to switch things around. It's a young man's game, and the young guys like playing.
It is. I mean, you look at the Jackson Peters of the world and the Peyton Van Becks of the world, and Peyton Winter on this squad, and Ashton Dingman, and it's like, and Will Van Beck, and it's like, young guys, and it's like a tournament where it's your shining moment, boys. Yeah, this is
tomorrow
where the
you
young
could,
guys become
yeah
baseball.
But
players.
Tomorrow you could see Jim Tool on the mound. You know, so it's the yin and the yang of amateur baseball.
Absolutely. Umpires meeting right now at home plate with Randy Shaneberg and the respective managers, Kirby. Let's bring you our sponsors for Region 15C, the fine folks over at Grove Mutual Insurance, Dairyland Supply in Sauk Center, Brandon Stang Custom Farming, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Richmond and Albany, A&W, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Sportsman's Den of Lake Henry, Central Minnesota Realty, IPM of Wade Park, White Clover Farms, Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin, Alrosa Grain and Feed, Kensington Bank, Albany Ready Mix, Shady's Long Shots, the fine folks over at Kensington Insurance Agency, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Columbia Gear over in Avon. St. Martin National Bank, Alrosa Lumber Company, West Central Sanitation, Stony Creek Dairy. Rambo, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, Pep's Pork, World Spring Hill, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Lake Henry Implement, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, John Dolt, Century 21 First Realtor, Greenwald Pub, Freeport State Bank, Buyer Built, down the road of Belgrade, BNS Excavating of Belgrade, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Albany Family Dentistry, Albany Chrysler Center, Leo's Auto Body and Glass in Farming, and Kramer Lumber in Melrose, our Region 15C sponsors. Thank you to those folks. They make this all possible. They're the reason that we can do this whole region here on the radio station, and we thank them for that. Kirby, we are going to give away a coveted cap, that coveted chasm cap from Promotional Resources Incorporated. That will go out to our player of the game. That'll come up in our post game tonight here on KASM Radio.
See, it's been an honor for you. I've only given away a couple when our duties brought us apart the last couple of years. But
yeah,
it's fun to see the kind of the gleam in the guy's eyes when you walk down there and they're like, ooh, who's he going to give it to? Yeah. I had two hits. You know, I made that play in the fifth inning. Maybe I'm going to get the hat tonight. Oh, no, he's going over to Scott Leeser. Why does Scott always get him? But it's fun, and you've had a lot of fun with it. We certainly have. Pretty cool.
Yep. I think it was JT Harn that told me I'm going to put that one right next to my the other one there.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right,
I like
next
it.
To the other
I
one.
Love it.
And he wants more too.
Absolutely.
He's not
Absolutely.
Afraid to say he wants a couple more.
Speaking of JT, tomorrow it'll be Luxembourg and Watkins at noon over in Meyer Grove. That's a play and you're in.
Win and in.
Win and in. And then it'll be Richmond and New Munich and another win and in.
Dandies. Some nice matchups. You get that division matchup in Lux Watkins, two final weekend teams from 2021, and one of them's going home. One of them will be setting up tee times for next weekend. The other one's booking a bus. So it's great. And then New Munich Richmond, it's being a part of that that matchup for a while. Those have been some great games over the years. So a great Saturday coming up.
We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Our national anthem's coming up, and Kirby's coming up with starting lineups in 2 minutes.
Your tomorrow is important to Central Minnesota Insurance Agency and Grinnell Mutual. That's why you can trust us to provide you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages you can count on. We'll be there when you need us, so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Gary and Ruth Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Donna Coulter, Maggie Haynes, Crystal Lahr, Missy Stanley, and Kayla Cromwell, your local Grinnell Mutual agents of Central Minnesota Insurance Agency in Painesville at 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual.
When it comes to building new or remodeling old, your stop is at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich. Stop in and bring your ideas and plan with their experts to make your building project come true. They offer computerized drafting estimates. For all your windows, siding, shingles, trim, and more, it's all available at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. They've been serving the area for over 100 years, and they thank you for your business. Wishing the best to all the area teams.
The Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry is where you'll find food like Mom and Grandma used to make. Stop by for a noon lunch special served Tuesday through Friday or order off the menu. Dine in-house or to-go options are always available, and the portions are for big appetites. So come hungry to the Sportsman's Den. Saturday night is $5 burger basket night from 5 until 9. And don't forget the Sportsman's Den for weddings, anniversaries, and birthdays. Give Cindy a call at 243-4546 and book your events today at Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry.
IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting of Waite Park, is a proud supporter of amateur baseball in Central Minnesota. IPM and Waite Park is currently accepting applications for those interested in a career in manufacturing. Looking for a better job? Don't miss this opportunity. Call 320-656-1241 or go online at www.ipminc.com for more information. IPM, supporting amateur baseball in Central Minnesota. Best of luck to all area teams from IPM Incorporated, Precision Machining and Gear Cutting in Waite Park.
Title belts in Region 15C up for grabs tonight here in El Rosa. Lineups for Carl Leasers 2-0 on the tournament. Martins leading off in left field, Zach Moritz. Batting second and catching today, Brian Schlungen. Batting third at shortstop, Kyle Leaser. Batting fourth at first base, Brady Goebel. Batting fifth at second base, Tanner Arsenal. Batting sixth in center field, Nolan Reeder. Batting seventh and pitching tonight will be Scott Leaser. Batting eighth at third base, Ryan Messer. Batting ninth in right field, Matthew Schlungen. Again, Moritz, Schlungen, Leaser, Goebel, Arsenal, Reeder, Leaser, Messer, and Schlungen. Our Rosa Saints, they're 2-0 as well. Their manager is A.J. Hadley. Leading off in center field, Kevin Kiefler. Batting second in left field, Will Van Beck. Batting third at shortstop, Jackson Peter. Batting fourth at first base, Ashton Digman. Batting fifth in right field, Derek Wiener. Batting sixth at second base, Matt Schmitz. Batting seventh at DH, Gavin Campson. He's hitting for the pitcher, Peyton Van Beck. Batting eighth at third base, Peyton Winter. Batting ninth and catching, Blaine Fisher. Kiefler, Van Beck, Peter. Digman, Wiener, Schmitz. Campson, Winter, Fisher. Peyton Van Beck on the mound. He's got the ball. He's ready. Randy, tell me about it.
Hey, there we go. Peyton Van Beck takes ball and the first pitch, ground ball back to Peyton on the mound. The left-hander tosses to first, and Zach Moritz out on one pitch and one out.
I wanted to get it to you before the game started, and now I'm really glad I did.
Absolutely. Yeah, so Peyton Van Beck, again, trying to work ahead. We've seen that with a lot of these pitchers, Kirby, and we've seen a lot of hitters trying to attack the pitcher early on in that count.
Spaceman Bill Lee said a lot of crazy stuff, Randy. One of the things that I always liked that he said, my best pitch is a strike. When they said, Bill, what's your best pitch? A strike.
It is so well taken. Brian Schlungen tries to bunt his way on it. That ball rolling foul down the third baseline and 0-1 to Brian. It'll be Kyle Leaser following Schlungen. He is on deck. Gorgeous night looking here, 320 down both the left and right field line, 360 to the gaps, and 365 to center field here at El Rosa's Baseball Park. Van Beck's pitch a little bit outside, and the count at a ball and a strike. Looks like Tim Pratt behind the bases, Curb.
On the bases?
Or actually?
Oh, that's Bryce Eggert behind the plate.
Oh, that's Bryce Eggert? Okay.
Yep.
All right.
I don't know who that is on the bases.
Apologize to Tim. Bryce Eggert behind as Brian Schlungen takes a ball, and the count 2-1. Ball is one strike. Van Beck kicks, delivers, pitch a little upstairs, and the count 3-1 now to Schlungen. Three balls, one strike, one out. Peyton Van Beck, boy, he gets that baseball once to work quick. And that fastball a little bit low, and Schlungen's going to draw a one-out walk.
Brian was on base a lot last weekend, Randy. He starts weekend two, same way.
Yeah, 333 last weekend, 3-for-9 as a hitter. Peyton Van Beck, Kirby, picked up a win, gave up one run, one earned run. Pretty good outing.
He was lights out against Spring Hill.
Bring Kyle Leeser to the plate. This region has seen just one home run. That by Colt Schmitz of the Richmond Royals. Otherwise, the ball has stayed in the park. Here's Van Beck's pitch, and Leeser fouls this down the first baseline in the count 0-1. Kyle, a little bit behind on that. Looks like he got it off the fist there, too. You know, in this tournament, Kirby, we've had some doubles, but not an excessive amount of doubles.
No.
The one triple, right?
It is... It's been a pitcher's tournament thus far. Low-scoring games, quick games. And, I mean, other than the ninth inning in the New Munich Lake Henry game, sorry, Lakerville, but it's been, you know, a lot of working ahead, a lot of quick outs, and, you know, not a lot of those big innings. New Munich with the sixth spot. Other than that, is, you know, Richmond had maybe a three-run inning against Watkins last Friday a week ago. I'm not thinking of any other real big innings, Randy. Crooked numbers have been few and far between.
Brian Schlungen takes his lead over at first as Van Beck comes to the set. The 0-2 pitch coming to Kyle Leeser and foul tipped. That gets by Blaine Fisher behind home plate, and the count stays at 0-2.
Our buddy Randy Schoenberg texting me Larry Midas on the pads.
Thank you, Randy.
He's earning that cap this year.
Does he have like a chip implanted in him?
Well, I asked him.
Oh, you did.
I asked him, yeah.
All right, okay. Well, maybe we should get a chip. You got like a little...
I bet there's been some people curious as to his whereabouts from time to time. I bet they'd maybe pitch in on that.
0-2, the count to Kyle Leeser. And the pitch to Leeser outside, a ball, and 1-2.
Randy, this young man has impressed us the last couple regions. He was so good for the Chargers last year. And then, of course, this year, that great outing against the Chargers. State tournament win against Delano last year. He's something to watch, isn't he?
He certainly is. I've seen him pitch. This is my fourth time this year. Pitches inside, Schlungen goes. Fisher's throw late getting there, and Brian Schlungen overslides second. Now he's in a hot box. Here's Winter running him back, and now Jackson Peter's going to try to run him down, and he finally does. And Brian is out as he overslid second base.
Did he ever touch second base?
That was my question, too, because I was going to see if that umpire would have called him out regardless because did he ever touch it?
We have a very good view.
I think he did as he was sliding by it. But Schlungen is out, caught stealing. And Kyle Leeser at the plate. The count, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Van Beck goes back to the windup.
The base paths have not been a friend of the Martins this tournament, Randy.
No. Here's a ground ball slowly up the middle. Schmitz bobbles it at second. And Kyle Leeser is going to reach on the air by Matt Schmitz. That was just a strange ball, Kirby. It bounced past Peyton Van Beck, and then it got slower and slower and slower as it got to Matt Schmitz at second. And I think he almost told himself, I got to rush this throw to get him.
Well, it's a region championship. You know, Kyle Leeser's busting butt down the he's going hard 90. And Schmitz trying to be a little too quick right there, but I do think he had enough time to field that ball a little cleaner. But an air gets Leeser aboard. Now that really makes that base running blunder glare a little bit, as the Martins had an opportunity first and second almost with just one away.
Brady Goble at the plate. Brady takes a pitch outside and high. 1-0 the count to the Martin first baseman. Just 1-for-8 so far in the tournament. Walk by Brady.
Whew.
A swing and a miss by Goble on the fastball by Peyton Van Beck, and 1-1 strike. Knowing how deceptive Peyton Van Beck can be, Kyle Leeser was retreating back to first base on that pitch.
Being right-handed and logging not a ton of innings in my life, I got to imagine it's a pretty good feeling when you're going home with it and they're on first, standing on first base.
Exactly. The 1-1 pitch to Brady Goble, low for a ball, and 2-1. Absolutely beautiful night. We got a light breeze that's blowing, seems like from left to right. More of an east-southeast wind tonight. Two balls, one strike. Leeser is the lead at first. They're going to try to get him in scoring position as Brady Goble swings over the top of Van Beck's pitch and the count 2-2.
Healthy hacks from Brady. Looking to bust out a little bit as a bit of a quiet start to his region last weekend, Randy.
Yeah, and you know, that bat eventually will start hitting, although you are starting to see better pitching.
I was just going to say, I bet he's pretty jazzed to look out on that El Rosa Mount and not see Reed Funnenstein.
Here's the 2-2, and inside. Wow, that was a very close pitch to Brady Goble, and the count at 3-2.
Brady was fooled. Fisher might have been fooled. Yeah. Eggert behind the plate might have been fooled. Might have got the trifecta right there to Van Beck. So KP's going to get a fresh start right here, Randy.
Certainly will. And the full count, 3-2. Kyle will be off. Peyton Van Beck ready. The lefty comes home. And Goble takes strike three called. Caught looking, and that'll end the Martin first. No runs, no hits, an error, and one left on base. Half inning in our books. St. Martin nothing. El Rosa coming to bat. Region baseball is coming back in 1.5.
Summertime is baseball time in central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game, or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and
ice cream!
Get a hit, or a double, or a triple. No! Hit a home run! At Albany and Richmond A&W.
Baseball fans, head to Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin this Sunday and build your own omelet from 11 until 1 p.m. every Sunday at Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin, all for just $9.99. Stop at Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin during both weekends of Region 15C Baseball and quench your thirst with a bucket of beer. That's five beers for just $15. Yeah, five beers, 15 bucks. Good luck, area teams, in the Region 15C Baseball Tournament from Shady Silver Spur in St. Martin.
If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 14 office locations and 70 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralminnesotarealty.com. That's centralmnrealty.com. Or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
Ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka.
Bottom of the first inning, Kevin Kiefler, Will Van Beck, Jackson Peter, the scheduled hitters against right-hander Scott Leeser. And Leeser delivers that inside. It clips the elbow of Kevin Kiefler, and he is going to reach to being hit by a pitch on the first pitch.
Pinpoint control. This is a, I'm stealing Paul Sands' joke. Joe Stengler got drilled by Leeser last weekend, and Joe got to third base, and Paul said, you know, he hasn't really missed a spot all day, and that one got you right in the five. So I think he knew what he was doing with that one. I wouldn't say the same this time around to Kiefler.
Pitch in the dirt to Will Van Beck, and the count, one ball, no strikes. Will, the left-hander. Kiefler was having a good region so far, 4 for 8, 500. Been on base a lot.
Pacing that Saint offense.
Pitches high to Will Van Beck, and now 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Jackson Peter waiting on deck. See if the Saints, I haven't seen Van Beck indicate any kind of bunt as he takes a strike there, and the count at two balls and a strike.
Make him throw one. I could see A.J. going to the belt on this one now, as I've been wrong a ton before. Ask my wife. I don't see a ton of runs coming tonight, Randy.
No, that was my anticipation too, that maybe not a lot of runs, as Van Beck drills this to Arsenault, at second. He flips to Kyle Leeser for one. On to first. That's a 4-6-3 double play. Taylor made as Will Van Beck hit it on the nose. Yeah. Arsenal started that turn.
Poor Willie Van Beck there. Hits a good piece of it on one of the better pitchers in the state. Definitely the area. And it's right to the belt on a one hop to Tanner Arsenal. Exactly. True hop. Backhanded flip to Kyle at the bag at second. And put your helmet in the rack, buddy. You hit it hard, but two yeah. We got.
Here's Leeser's pitch to Jackson Peter, low for a ball and 1-0. What's Jackson done in the tournament? 3-for-7. Scored a couple of runs, stole a base, had a walk. He's been around the plate, and he's made some plays in the field, too.
His mom listens back to our games?
Absolutely. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for doing that. As Jackson Peter swings at the changeup from Leeser and the count, 1-1. Yeah, lots of comments, people listening to those games. And tell you, Kirby was... He was standing tall like a big rooster on Monday, right about 11 o'clock already. I think you said, I got all the games done.
I did. All on. I got them all up there. Yeah. The El Rosa manager, A.J. Hadley, was texting me bright and early Monday morning, just like I thought he would. I made fun of him on the air for it, and what does he do? He texts me anyway. Hey, when are those games going to be on? Well, they're on there. Go listen away. See the dumb stuff we said.
3-1, the count to Jackson Peter, and that's low and inside, 4.
I don't know. That, I mean, we've seen Scott from time to time, Randy, he's definitely a stronger-as-he-goes type of pitcher, but I don't know that I've seen him miss this, I guess, erratically at the beginning of a game.
No, through two games last week, he got two wins, actually, 11 and a third innings. He hit one man, did not walk anybody. So this ball game, he's hit one and walked one as Ashton Dingman comes up to the plate and the count at 0-1. Well, it's 1-1. Jackson Peter takes the lead at first. And Dingman will follow this back and out of play. Had a good cut. Had the Leeser's pitch, and he is down in the count at 0-2. And we always say, Kirby, when you're down in the count 0-2 to a pitcher like Scott Leeser, now he's going to work the corners on you.
You better bear down.
You bet. 0-2, Leeser set again. Jackson Peter takes that lead, and Dingman takes a pitch. I don't know if that was a little bit inside or what, but very close pitch and 1-2. Ball and 2 strikes. If you're joining us, we're in the bottom of the first inning. No score. Leeser kicks, delivers, and Dingman tries to hold up on a swing, cannot. He is out on strikes, and that'll do it for the Saints in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, and 1 left on. We played an inning. It's St. Martin nothing and El Rosa nothing. More Region 15 seed baseball action in a minute here on KASM.
St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency look forward to providing their customers that great old-fashioned service you've come to expect. Looking for answers to financial questions? Stop and talk with Joel Schmitz and he'll be happy to lend you good sound advice. For insurance, stop and see Kara Olbscheid or Don Kaiser. They'll be more than happy to review your current policies to make sure you're fully covered. Swing in and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today. Brandon Stain Custom Farming, specializing in liquid and solid manure hauling and lime spreading. Brandon features newer, reliable equipment and has recently added semi-trucks to haul manure longer distances. Brandon is licensed and insured. Receive a discount when you mention this ad. Get the job done with Brandon Stain Custom Farming. Call 320-249-7579. That's 320-249-7579. Good luck to all the teams participating in the Region 15C Amateur Baseball Tournament.
Region 15C baseball action on KASM. Randy Rodstad, Kirby Hemish with you. Angela Mergen producing our game back at our studios in Albany. This is Angela's final weekend with us, at least for now. We don't know if Angela will be back some weekend or not.
Come on, Randy. I don't want to broadcast
a cry. She's
heading
off to college.
I don't want to cry on the air.
Angela will have a couple days this week at Kazan, but yeah. Thanks, Angela. Tanner Arsenault at the plate takes a ball from Peyton Van Beck in the count 1-0 as Arsenault follows his to the netting and the count 1-1. Around the infield for the Saints, Peyton Winter is over at third at short, Jackson Peter at second, Matt Schmitz, Ashton Dingman hanging out at first, in left field, Will Van Beck, Kevin Kiefler, man center. It's Derek Wiener out and right, and Blaine Fisher behind the plate. The 1-1 pitch, low and away, and the count 2-1. And I missed one of the young guys, too. Blaine Fisher's done a great job behind the plate for El Rosa, taking over those duties. Two balls, one strike. Van Beck kicks, delivers, and Arsenault gets jammed, chops it to second. Schmidt's up with it, bobbles it once, can't make the play, and yeah, that's one of those in-betweeners that just eats up an infielder once in a while, and that got Schmitz there.
Yeah, I mean, you're sitting there, and you had the tougher play earlier, and you want redemption, then you get it, but it's that still kind of that slow chopper. We talked about hard 90s. Tanner's not going to – there's another Arsenal at first base that's going to let him hear it if he's not running hard up the line. So
exactly.
You got to be quick, and Matt just kind of gets eaten up again. Tough start to his evening.
To bring Nolan Reeder to the plate with Arsenault at first. Look for Reeder probably to bunt here. Shows it, puts it down, right back to Van Beck on the mound. Payton will flip to first, and out is Reeder, the sacrifice in order. But interesting there, Kirby.
What the hardest underhand flip you've ever seen?
Yeah, that nobody was covering second base.
They wheeled. They went, shortstop went to third. Third baseman came in. Second baseman was coming over, and they just... Second was theirs.
They let it go. Yeah. Yeah. I thought Van Beck might have had a shot at second at first.
Now, if you're Martin and you look at that and you square and no one's home at second, Randy, maybe steal? Nobody home. Nobody manning the post.
As Scott Leeser steps up to the plate, and Leeser swings and misses that first pitch in 0-1. The ball's one strike, one out. Leeser as a hitter has had a pretty good tournament as a double and drives us down the first base line just foul. The count 0-2 to Scott.
He was in the thick of it for the Martins in the batter's box pretty much whole tournament, seems
he
like. Scoring runs.
With guys on base.
He has their only extra base hit. He was a big part of it. You're thinking, yeah, Leeser was a big issue. Oh, Kyle? No, Scott. No, not pitching. No, batting. Yeah, he was... Yeah. He's showing his...
He had a sacrifice fly in
there. Yeah, that was the game-winning RBI. Yeah.
0-2 the count, Scott. Tanner Arsenault leads from second with an out. Curveball, Leeser rips this into left field. That's a solid base hit. Arsenault will have to hold on at third, but the Martins got a little bit going here as Dingman left first base, and Scott Leeser was halfway to second just about before Jackson Peters started running at him.
These guys kill me. I mean, no one's home, so I'm just going to run. I'm going to keep running over there, and makes his way back. Dingman's got to almost chase him back with Tanner on third. So, yeah, like you said, Martins with something cooking here with a Leeser single.
That will bring Ryan Messer to the plate with runners at first and third. One out. Be nice, Kirby, if one of us were really good at figuring things out. Like in region play, who gets the first one run as Messer drives a single to right field. That's solid, and it's going to drive in the game's first run. I was going to say, who scores the first run? Do they win? What percentage of the time? You know, right there, you got a lead, and you've got Scott Leeser on the mound.
You do. You're up one. You only got one out now, and nice knock right there. 0-0 pitch from Van Beck. Goes kind of the outer half, and Messer just flips that thing to right field. The defending region champions, Randy, up early with their big horse on the mound, and they're still cooking here in the second inning.
The 7-8 hitters getting it done with back-to-back hits, and now the number 9 hitter, that's Matthew Schlung, and he lines it to Ashton Dingman, and Messer had a lead at first, and Dingman doubles off Messer because that ball was hit right to Dingman. So a double play for El Rosa saves them any further scoring by the Martins in the second. And St. Martin comes up with one run on two hits. There was a St. Air and one man left on base. 1.5. St. Martin 1. El Rosa nothing. More region baseball in a minute here on KASM.
For a concrete supplier your neighbors rely on, choose Albany Ready Mix. They are an efficient concrete company right here in Albany. They handle concrete delivery and will select the right mix for your home improvement project, offering affordable rates, durable products, and an extensive selection. Don't trust just anybody to provide your concrete. Rely on a company with the skills and know-how. That's Albany Ready Mix. For your next job, phone 320-845-2550. That's 845-2550. Or hop online at albanyreadymix.com.
Finding that missing shin guard, remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Call Nancy Mathiason or Julie Anderson at Kensington Insurance. Your future protected.
Bottom of the second inning, Kirby, tell the listeners what you just told me.
Okay, so you got first and second, one out, Ryan Messer at the bat, at you know, in the batter's box, to tell you that in the next two pitches the inning would end and a run would score. You talk about percentages and stuff, what would you think? Two pitches later, the Martins get a run in and the Saints get a double play. One good pitch for St. Martin, one real good pitch for El Rosa.
Yeah, I don't think anybody could have described what would have happened. It just is strange. I mean, that's baseball. Things happen.
I mean, even look at Ryan Messer, good secondary lead and a soft pop-up to first. You get doubled off there. It wasn't exactly a scolded line drive, just well-placed and Dingman with a nice play.
Derek Wiener, Matt Schmitz, Gavin Campson. Up for the El Rosa Saints, a Wiener at the plate. The count, one ball, one strike. Scotty Leeser on the mound, has himself a lead now. 1-0 St. Martin. Wiener, ground ball up the middle. Kyle Leeser fields it by the bag at second across the diamond. 6-3 on the putout of Derek Wiener.
Nice play right behind the bag at second. Kyle's got the arm to play deeper and come across like that. Get that big first out, Randy, when you put a run on the board.
Absolutely. Matt Schmitz to the plate. What's Matt done so far in the tournament? 0-for-8, looking for that first hit. Derek Wiener was having a good tournament. He's 4-for-8.
I was going to say, he was the hero in their state tournament clinching victory over Richmond last Sunday afternoon.
Schmitz takes a strike, 0-1, and Leeser's pitch a little bit low. Says Eggert, the home plate umpire, and the count, one ball, one strike. 1-1, Scotty Leeser's pitch, and Schmitz will follow this back and out of play in the count, and a ball and two strikes. Nice crowd on hand for this evening's ball games. Tomorrow we're over in Meyer Grove again. Noon start in Meyer Grove on Saturday.
Sleeping in for Randy.
Swing and a miss. Schmitz out on strikes. Oh, Kirby, if you only knew what I would have to do before 8 o'clock. A lot. Then breakfast time. Two down, and it's Gavin Campson.
What's on for your sweetie's breakfast menu tomorrow for birthday?
It's going to be bacon and eggs with probably some pancakes. Yes.
She gets to stay out of the pumpkin patch all day?
Yes, but she's going to do some wash. Strike call to Gavin Campson in 0-1. Here's a ground ball to Leeser at short. Kyle gobbles it up across the diamond, 6-3 on the putout. And the Saints go quietly in the second. Nothing across, no runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on, two in our books. St. Martin 1, El Rosa nothing. Amore Region Baseball coming up in a minute here on KASN.
White Clover Farms in Painesville is proud to support the broadcast of the Region 15C Amateur Baseball Tournament. At White Clover Farms, they pride themselves on shipping fresh produce like rosemary, sage, thyme, mint, and much more to grocery stores all over the Midwest. If you are interested in offering fresh produce to your customers or are wondering if there is White Clover Farms produce in a store near you, give them a call at 320-243-7646. That's White Clover Farms in Painesville. When it comes to a fun night out with friends, a quick bite with the family, or just stopping in to wet your whistle on a hot day on the water, the answer time and time again is Shady's Long Shots on Highway 23 between Cold Spring and Richmond. Shady's has daily specials that keep customers coming back. Tuesday, it's $5 tacos and $3 margaritas. Wednesday, three-piece chicken dinner for $8. Thursday, it's wings and $3 rails and domestic beer. Fun is always going on at Shady's Long Shots in Cold Spring. Wishing best of luck to all the teams in this year's Region 15 seed tournament.
Top of the third, top of the order here in El Rosa, Region 15 seed championship game. It's Zach Moritz, Brian Schlungen, Kyle Leeser getting their second kick of the can against Peyton Van Beck, the El Rosa lefty hurler, his first offering to Moritz. That's hit in the air to right field. That ball's going to die in front of Wiener, and the Martins get the leader on here in the third, just like they did in the second when they pushed a run across as Moritz. Just, I think St. Martin clearly, Randy, getting aggressive on 0-0 here tonight.
Well, exactly, and that's what we're seeing. They're getting a good pitch. They're putting a good swing on what has been a strike. Peyton Van Beck, we know he's trying to get ahead of the hitters now, and so maybe Van Beck and Fisher got to switch things up a little bit.
We'll watch Brian Schlungen bunt here as Van Beck set. He squares. The bunt popped up, fouling out of play. Brian had the one of the more interesting plays I had seen in quite some time. Last Saturday night against Luxembourg, Randy, when he was stealing on a pitch, ball hit to third, and Derek Orth, a little bit of a fumble with it, came across the diamond. Josh Lenko has the ball get by him. No one's backing up, and Brian scores all the way from first base on a ground out to third. Yeah. I don't think I saw that happening. As Schlungen bunts this one foul, they say foul. Popping up quickly behind the plate was Blaine Fisher trying to keep that fair, but it looked like he was kind of over in that lefty batter's box behind the dish. So Schlungen in the count, or deep in the count at 0-2.
Saw a good example of how strong Blaine Fisher's arm is. Did he fire a strike down the second base? Wow.
That was a laser. He had Moritz by 30 feet.
Exactly.
Brian falls on my list of very good bunters, even though he's in the hole at 0-2. I wonder if Carl asked him to do it again here. He has had a good region, though. Van Beck set. Moritz's lead. Brian is not squaring. As pitch comes home, Brian hits it on the ground toward short. Could be two. Peter to Schmitz to second for one. The relay to first in time. And it is a 6-4-3 made-to-order double play. We saw the Martins with a great double play opportunity. The Saints get the twin kill with Peter right at the bag.
Got to tell the radio audience, there's a little experience from a young man there. Peyton Van Beck watched that ball go right by him. He left it up to his middle infielders, yeah, Kirby, to field because, you know, it's one less throw.
Yeah.
It's one less throw. He knew Jackson Peter was going to get to that ball and make that play.
Hit a little slower. That's where in the dugout it's get out of the way.
I saw him actually pull back from it. Yep.
Hands off. You did your job. You got the ball on the ground. Now get out of the way. Jackson and Matt will handle it from here. First pitch in there for a strike to Kyle Leeser. Two gone here for the Martins. Squandering that leadoff single by Moritz, evening our count up at 1-1. Slow start to the region for this guy. 1-for-6 last weekend. Scored a run. Did have a couple walks. Martins love to get him going. As 1-1 the count. Martins lead 1-0 as the 1-1 pitch inside now 2-1. St. Martin had Tanner Arsenal lead off his second with an error. Bunted to second. Came across to got to third on a single. And scored on a Ryan Messer base knock RBI. That's the only run on the board thus far through two and changes. Leeser hits this one in the air to center field. Kiefler going back. Kevin looking up. That ball's back and off the base of the fence. Kyle will scoot into second base, landing on the warning track, bouncing on the wall. Randall, the ball's carrying tonight off the bat. I thought that was, you know, maybe five steps back. But Kevin, one of the better center fielders in the area, kept going. He couldn't get there, and it's a two-out double for Kyle Leeser.
Exactly, and as soon as Kevin was going just full steam ahead, Kirby, and as soon as that first foot hit the warning track, you could see Kiefler, that's where he lunged at it and tried to make the catch, and that one little short hop off the wall. Leeser hit it a ton, though, 365 out there right by the sign.
He got most of that, 350 and change, I'd say, as Goble punches this one to center field. Kiefler will charge. Leeser gets the turn at third. The throw in from center, not in time. It's an RBI for Brady Goble. Throw down to second base, not in time, as the Martins double up their lead. First pitch swinging once again, Randy.
Wow. Yep, Brady just went after that first pitch, and that right center field spot again. They're not trying to pull it a lot, Kirby. They're taking it the other way, and just over the infield, and then I mean, Brady could have been toast at second as he went in the second. Matt Schmitz
couldn't catch it. Yeah. You got to assume that felt like $1 million right there for Brady Goble after after that golden sombrero Reed Funnenstein put on him last Saturday. Van Beck got him the first time today on a strikeout. And he's got the big RBI right there, and the weight of the world is now off your shoulders as it's 2-0 St. Martin. Tanner Arsenal looks at a first pitch ball. 2-0. Martin's here in the top of the third inning as Peyton Van Beck getting touched up a little bit right here as now he's missing on the first two pitches because, Randy, I think he's been, you know, burned enough tonight already that he can't just – you got to come with something on 0-0 tonight against St. Martin.
Exactly. Yeah. St. Martin's just sitting on that first pitch. 2-0 the count to Tanner Arsenal. Now Peyton's got to come on 2-0 as the fastball. Arsenal drives it a long way.
Pounded deep left center field back, and that's off the base of the fence. It'll be another Martin double as Tanner checks into second standing. That hit, you know, 2 foot off that 8 foot wall. And it's 3-0 St. Martin on the Arsenal pounded double.
That was hit a ton. And Brady Goble comes home, and he tripped over home plate. His spike got right on home plate, and he ended up biffing and falling face first.
I was wondering what he was like. There was no play, and it's like, why did you slide there? He tripped?
He tripped, and he got his spike caught on home plate there.
Okay. That'll bring Nolan Reeder to the plate. So much for the Martins finding ways to score runs without hitting. They brought the bats here in the second and third inning. Pounding Peyton Van Beck right now. Two doubles on the inning. RBIs for Arsenal and Goble. As Nolan swings through that offering, evening it up at 1-1. They got some life over in that dugout too. As Van Beck working from the stretch, trying to put a pin in it here in the third. This is where it's daunting, Randy. When you're facing Scott Leeser, 3 looks like about 6 sometimes.
Exactly. Kirby, the listener may be wondering tonight, so what's the importance of playing this game when you've got two teams that have won? I mean, number one seed is
huge,
big deal,
yeah.
Right?
Well, you get the fast pass to the second round. You don't have to play first round because you get a bye, as we're at 2-1 to Nolan Reeder. 2-1 pitch fouled into the mitt of Blaine Fisher to even it up at 2-2. And you get the number one pick. And Luxembourg and Watkins will not, one of those teams will not be in the state tournament. So
it's a very good lefty
somewhere. Yeah. You know, you get a Geislinger, do you get a Thompson, do you get a Funnenstein, do you get a Harn? You get somebody pretty good. One of those guys isn't, or two of those guys aren't going to be in the state tournament.
Yeah.
2-2 pitch from Van Beck to Reeder. This is Skied, short right field coming on will be Wiener. Derek calls. Derek catches to make the catch to retire Nolan Reeder. That does it for St. Martin here in the third, but they tack on two more in the third, scoring 2 runs on 4 hits. There were no El Rosa errors, 1 runner left on base, 2.5. Scoreboard now reads 3-0 in favor of St. Martin. On to the bottom of the third, coming up in 1 minute right here, Region 15C Championship game on KASM.
Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top quality service. Stop in and check the lot of equipment, Massey Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop in and see for yourself what they all have to offer for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry.
Have you driven through the lot at Dairyland Supply lately? Holy cow, do we have a line of used TMR mixers. Are you in need of an upgrade? If so, give Dan or Randy a call at 800-338-6455 or check out our website, dairylandsupply.com, to see if we have the right mixer for your operation. When you buy from Dairyland Supply in Sauk Center, you can buy with confidence. Our equipment has gone through the shop and goes out the door farm ready. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Your dependable neighbor broadcasting from the Blattner Company Studio. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7 all the time.
Bottom three we go. Scott Leeser climbs Mount Gumby as he's working with a 3-run lead now. First offering to Peyton Winter. Drag bunt left side. That ball is foul. Fielded by Messer in foul territory. Winter trying to get something cooking here for the Saints. They have been hitless through two. They've had some base runners with a hit by pitch and a walk back in the first inning. Scott Leiser had a double play induced behind that first hit by pitch, but down three, as we had mentioned, Randy, this guy on the mound, three sometimes can feel like six or seven. So
right.
You want to get back into this thing before he really gets into a groove and starts mowing through you. As the leg kicks, one strike pitch missing down, now 1-1.
And of all the pitchers in the tournament, Kirby, I think Scott Leiser does such a great job. I think one of the better ones of spotting his pitches. Location, location.
1-1 pitch, right back to Scott. Fields flips to Goble, and out is Peyton Winter, and might be a snapped bat right there.
Yeah, a little lumber for the fire.
Ethan Vogt's son, Drew, looking at that one. As you talk about that location, that's where these guys just feast.
Yeah, it's hard as a hitter because he's not going to probably throw you one right down the middle. Mm.
Not on purpose, at least. As Fisher into the batter's box, he looks at a first pitch ball. Lane the nine spot. Lineup flips over for Kevin Kiefler on deck for El Rosa. 3-0 St. Martin. 1-2, 2-3 here. As the Martins up 3-0, this pitch cut on and missed by the left-handed swinging Fisher. Evening our count up at 1-1. Blaine on the weekend last weekend, 0-for-5, did score a run, and had a sack bunt. Scotty Ells, 1-1 pitch. That's cut on and missed. He's in a hole at 1-2.
Just cruising along, the right-hander.
Nine spot in the order.
Like effortlessly. Just
like he's done it a time or two?
Yeah.
His 1-2 offering, cut on and missed. Fisher's out on strikes, third strikeout for Scott Leiser. And two away.
Kirby, try kicking your leg up in the air as high as
no
he
thanks.
Does. Do you think he would pull a hamstring?
I mean.
Or tip over, right?
Greg Beaumont Greg Beaumont was not impressed with my sit and reach score in ninth grade Phi Ed. And I'd say that.
Your presidential fitness award?
I never got any of those.
Got any of those.
My flexibility was not amazing. And Scott's is much better than me. He gets that foot over his head. As the one strike pitch to Kiefler missing inside, now 1-1. Something I saw him do when he was younger, and it's like, well, that's kind of unique. And now you don't really see and haven't really before and haven't since seen anyone do that. But generates some power off that mound. 1-1 pitch. Needs to Kiefler. Kev's in a hole at 1-2.
Yeah, and then, I mean, to maintain your balance, because you're standing on one leg for a while. And it's like, wow.
With all that torque and momentum going up. 1-2 pitch that's laced up the middle and through. First knock of the night for El Rosa. Punched into center by their leadoff man and hottest hitter Kevin Kiefler. He's aboard with two dead.
You bet their hottest hitter, like you mentioned, stays hot. And, you know, the Saints, they got to pick away at this. They're not going to get a three spot off of Scott Leiser like in one swing of the bat. They got to piece it together here.
Crowd still filling in. Very nice crowd on hand here tonight, Randy, as the first offering to Will Van Beck is missing low for a ball. And I think that's what you – I think that's a good way to look at it, Runtz, that you, he's not really going to throw too many four or five spots up there. But if you maybe get an opportunity to punch in a couple times to get back into this thing. As Leiser's 1-0 pitch, that's chopped foul by Van Beck, evening it up at 1-1. Problem is, he's really good. And when guys get on, it seems like he goes to a different level.
Agreed. He gets tougher. And that's what your good pitchers do. They get tougher.
1-1 the count. The big Martin right-hander set at the lettering. Kiefler aboard at first. 1-1 pitch. That's on the corner for a strike with the off-speed. Van Beck in a hole at 1-2. He barreled up nicely his first time up, but that barrel ended up perfectly at a one hop right to Tanner Arsenal's belt for a 4-6-3 double play. Two away, 1-2 to count. 3-0 our score. The two-strike pitch, that's popped up behind first. That ball's going to die, and that ball squirts into short right field, trying to go first to third, and this throw way off the line. Beautiful catch right there by Ryan Messer. Schlungen tried throwing out Kiefler, who took a chance. His throw well off the line, and Ryan Messer with the play of the day thus far. Randy diving to keep that one off the fence line. Otherwise, it's a run for the Saints.
Absolutely. That was a great play by Ryan Messer. That would have been a run, maybe two, Kirby, because Will Van Beck was all the way at second base ready. He just kept going as soon as he saw Schlungen's throw go. Now, you are one swing of the bat, right?
This is the guy you want. I mean, Kiefler, yeah, Kiefler's your guy, but Peter, he's hitting third for a reason. St. Cloud Tech College superstar. He's in the batter's box representing the tying run with two away. This is a matchup everyone came to see right here.
Yes, it is.
Get Leaser versus Schlungen, or Leaser versus Peter, as Scott looks at Brian Schlungen. Gets the sign. Right-hander's first offering. The pitch to Peter that is in there for a strike. So much for potentially pitching around him with the base open. Comes right at him on 0-0. One strike the count. Kiefler singled. He's at third. Van Beck singled. He is at second. Has the one strike pitch waved at and missed by Jackson. And he's in a hole at 0-2. We mentioned the toughness when the water gets a little hotter.
I don't know what that pitch is, if that's a slider. But because Jackson Peter missed that one by a good 6 inches, swung right over the top of it.
Leaser set. His 0-2 to Peter. That's outside for a ball. Running our count to 1-2. Appreciate you joining Randy and I tonight. Region 15C championship game, wherever it finds you. At a cabin listening to your brother-in-law and brother, or in a dugout in southwest Stearns County, preparing for your 2:30 state tournament game tomorrow. As Leaser set, long pause. Crowd goes silent as kind of get that ninth inning feel to it, Randy, when everyone kind of comes to a hush.
Like hushed and just waiting for Jackson to do something at the plate.
1-2 pitch missing outside, goes to 2-2. Tying run in the batter's box. Martin's got three on the board. Saints threatening. Leaser set, his 2-2 to Peter. On the corner, strike three. Peter goes down looking, and the big spot, Scott, gets the punch out for out number three. And strikeout number four, stranding two big ones. No runs, two hits, no Martinez. Two big ones left on base for the Saints in the third. We've played three. 3-0 our score. On to the fourth in a minute right here on KASM.
Hi, this is Matt Hubert, commercial and ag lender here at Kensington Bank. I take pride in providing financial resources to our community here in central Minnesota. Whether you're looking to finance an expansion, purchase equipment, acquire land, or manage your cash flow, I strive to be your first and only call to handle your banking and financial needs. Stop by and see me at our Belgrade or El Rosa locations, or give me a call at 320-254-8491. And don't forget to tell me you heard me here on AM 1150. Kensington Bank, member FDIC.
Thermotech premium windows and doors have been framing your world since 1953 and are available at Kramer Lumber and Melrose. Thermotech customer placement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about Thermotech windows and doors for your building or remodeling.